Hello, 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 and welcome to Mom's Chat Live with Tina Michelle. I'm so excited. This is our very second show, and we have some exciting stuff prepared for you in the fastest 30 minutes on air, I promise you. Let me talk to you a little bit about our shows. Last week, if you joined us, and if you didn't, go over to the archive on easywaybroadcast.com. Actually, go to blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcasting, or go over on my Facebook page, Mom's Chat Live, which is the fan page or the group page for the show, and download his app. Download Eric Zulli's app. Why? Because all of our shows that are part of the Easy Way Broadcasting family can be accessed through your phone. How simple is that? You get the reminders and everything, and you don't have to forget. So let's talk about Mom's Chat Live. What is this show? With all the shows that we do on the platform with Eric Zulli, we are now Tina Speaks the Easy Way. This show is probably the nearest and dearest to my heart because it was designed to bring solutions to moms and to talk about the things that we really want to talk about. This is a coaching delivery radio show, and we have some really fabulous guests. Our guest is already in queue and on the line, and today what we're going to be talking about is life balance when you're a busy woman and your son is like this superstar, right? And how do you parent from a faith-based perspective? How do you keep your head in the game? We have the beautiful and wonderful Arbrett Bolden on the line, and I have to tell you guys, I met her in studio doing one of Easy's shows, and she was just so calm and so serene, just focused. Josh Levi was doing his thing on the mic, and I just knew that this was a little bit more than, my son is going to blow up. This was more of, there is a purpose to what we're doing here. And I felt that purpose, and I saw it in the implementation and execution and the experience I had with her son. You know, my mom always said, children are the windows to your home. Be careful what you do in front of your windows. Well, the window to Arbrett Bolden's home said, peace, love, faith, joy, and righteousness. And I love that. I love that. Are you there, beautiful?
I am. I'm almost in tears. Oh, my God. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful introduction. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm so excited
you are here.
I'm more excited because I know that you're also going to be in our studio live coming up in March. So people get to hang out with you and see your beautiful face and see the peace and the serenity that I'm speaking of that you can't necessarily see on radio. But I saw it. There was a whole bunch of kids there, right? You had all these wonderful celebrity kids, wonderful celebrity parents. And what I love about this group of children that are on Kidstown Live with Eric Zulli is that their families are so connected. There's no drama. But as you were sitting there, and I'm looking at you, and I'm like, I know that face. She's got a little extra juice there. Could it possibly be the Holy Ghost?
Just a little bit.
Let people know who you are and what you're about because, you know, like I said in the promo, behind every wonderful brand and wonderful success, there's always a person that loves them behind them and pushing and moving towards a certain purpose. Let people know. I mean, I was reading your bio. I said, this woman is about it. You have a daycare. You have three children.
Yes.
Right?
I do.
And then you also do philanthropic things to help the community, help other children. So talk to us a little bit about your story. Where did it start for you?
Oh, my goodness. I've been working with children for over 25 years. I mean, back in high school, I don't know. I've just always loved children, and I think that I've worked a full circle from abused and neglected children to gang members to right back to early childhood development. So it's just something about the innocence and the pureness of children that basically captivated my heart years and years and years ago. And so so that makes it easy for me to love my own children, you know. And that's what basically drives me. I mean, I don't know, most parents are probably obsessed with their children, but I absolutely just love being around my children and And I feel like every day with them is just a gift because they grow so fast, and then they're grown and on their own. In fact, today is my oldest son's birthday. He turned 21, so I'm trying not to be, like, too emotional about that. But
That's a big one. 21's a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Okay, so there are you have three together. Because I think I have the picture of you is with Josh and your daughter, but I don't think the oldest one is in the picture.
No, that picture actually was taken during X Factor. Josh and my daughter Faith and I moved out to LA so that they could both pursue their dreams. So that picture was taken during the whole X Factor journey. And my oldest son actually lives back in Houston with my mom and helping with the family business.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. That must have been pretty daunting to make that decision. To make that move. So did you know that your children were so talented, I mean, very young, or did they shock you one day? I mean, what happened?
Actually, it's kind of weird. They've always been very focused. My daughter she's almost 14, and she's been in rhythmic gymnastics for almost 10 years. So she's been very focused on her goal and her dream. And Josh, around the age of about 9, he came to me and said, "Hey, Mom, I think I want to be an actor. I want to do this. I want to do that." And he's been singing since I can remember. And they've always been very focused, so that was just kind of easy for me. I mean, as a parent, how can you not, when your children are focused and you feel that they're talented, how can you not get behind them 110 and give them the resources they need to succeed?
That's right. I have very talented children, and I love that about them. And, you know, my biggest fear, and I don't know if moms go through this at all, was, you know, you see so many of the, you know, Lindsay Lohans and the ones that are in the news now, and you get so afraid sometimes. Do you have enough information invested in them for them to keep their heads in the game and stay balanced?
Yeah.
Did you have those inner conversations when you said, "Okay, let's just do this"? Did that happen with you?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. I mean, I don't know very much about Lindsay or her foundation or her background or even, you know, their faith. But, you know, I trust God. You know, at the end of the day, my children belong to Him. So
yes.
I stand on His word, and I try to, you know, more so as opposed to, like, cautioning them about what's out there, which we do have those conversations, but, you know, they have their own relationships with God, and they know what He expects from them, and they know that their gifts and talents are gifts from Him, and that if they don't do what they're supposed to do with them, you know what the Bible says about being arrogant and not listening to your parents, and, I mean, at least the path of destruction. So they know what the consequences are.
I love that. And I had to realize that even for my little one, right, where I'm sitting here going, she's so talented. And then I just woke up and said, you know what, she has her own walk with God. She has her own relationship with God. So I was praying for them, but I was really praying for myself because, you know, I've been in the industry for 30-something years. I've seen it. Up close and personal.
I think it's a parenting situation too, and it's definitely a faith walk. I try, you know, of course we're still human, and I try not to operate in fear, and you know, just trust God, and you know, give them the tools that they need, not just, you know, in the industry and in terms of that, but also spiritually. And, you know, I just stand on God's word. You know, He gave them to me. He put the talents and the gifts. You know, of course, I'm cautious, but I try not to operate in fear. And I try to help them learn from other people's mistakes. And, you know, I just believe that, you know, they're in God's hands and, you know, He's in control.
Yes, and that's beautiful. And you can see that. You know, there's one thing about parenting, and a lot of us sometimes as moms have to remember that we are stewarding over these blessings. They're not possessions.
That's right. That's absolutely right. As much as I love them, they really don't belong to me. As much as I love them, but they actually belong to God. And so, you know, he's the one that sees and knows everything, so I have to trust him. You know, it's my job to give them the information, and then the rest, I trust God.
Doesn't that just make it easier? That you don't have to have every answer and every solution. It just makes it easier.
Yeah.
That the answers come. You know, you can rest, that you know your child is called for a purpose. There's an impact. And that's something that I sort of felt on Josh. I didn't have the blessing of meeting your little girl. And maybe when we go in studio and do it for the TV show, we'll be able to do that. But I saw that in Josh. I saw a freedom. I saw a peace. A beautiful presence and confidence, and
aww.
I saw purpose.
And,
yeah. You know, when I sat down and I spoke with him, I said, whatever that grounding is for you, whatever that space is that keeps you connected to God and keeps you grounded, you fight for that like it's the most valuable thing in your life, and no
yeah.
one will be able to move you to the right or to the left.
Right, right. That's good advice. Definitely good advice.
Because it's there. We try to, I was a manager also, now a momager. So I'll probably be learning from you to keep my mind, keep myself from plucking my eyebrows out one hair at a time. but, you know, I had to really, we had to cultivate because we don't know where people come from or the talent
yeah.
that I represented come from. We had to cultivate that internal confidence and identity, which ultimately becomes their brand.
Yeah.
And their brand, not just their branding, their career. I believe that branding is a whole life conversation. So how you do some things is how you do everything.
Right. Right.
So to connect those dots.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly.
How do you keep balance? How do you take care of mommy? What do you do to take care of mommy?
You know, Tina, it's so crazy. Like it is balance, and I fight for balance because I do give so much to my children. But I mean, the thing that just helps me keep grounded is just spending time with God. Like I have to do that in order to keep my head on. Period. I listen to him, and I listen to him, and because I don't have all the answers. I mean, I manage my children, but, you know, I'm praying that one day God will send someone who really knows what they're doing, you know, so that I can just be, you know what I mean? Because I think, too, that contributes to a lot of successful young artists is that sometimes the parents get too connected in the business side of their child that they're not a parent. And I'd much rather just be a parent. That's what God called me to do. And, you know, just making sure that they're okay from the inside out. That's more important to me than Josh winning a Grammy or than my daughter, you know, achieving her dreams of going to the Olympics. What's most important to me is that they're what God called them to be from the inside out. You know, and that they're using their gifts and talent to be a great example for him.
I love that, because you see so many different scenarios. And like I said, the group of parents that we're blessed to work with, and you definitely being one of the ones that Eric spoke highly of, they're really fantastic. They seem to have a real desire to see their children reach their dreams and not live their dreams through their children.
Oh,
and
no.
That's a big one. You see that a lot when you see these sort of, you know, monster stage backstage moms, and they're flipping out, and the child doesn't know which way to go. And
yeah.
I, you know, I've seen it before, and I felt like, you know, going to the baby, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay,
yeah.
You'll be fine, you know, and then
yeah.
to the mom, you'll be fine. Now focus and make sure you realize this is a child.
Relax.
So, I mean, you say that you want another manager to come and help your children even do more than what they've done, but oh my goodness, the X factor. What was the process on that one? Because that's huge. I know people with 3-4 managers that can't do that one, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, it's funny, Tina. I mean, X Factor kind of, we've just been really blessed. We haven't had to really chase the game, you know what I mean? Things just kind of fall in our lap. And I, again, have to give God the credit for that. You know, Josh, this season, Josh auditioned for X Factor, and our mindset was, okay, here's the deal. We're just going to go in here. We're going to do this. You know, if it's God's will for you to make it to the next round, then you'll make it to the next round. Our goal, honestly, to be 100% honest, it's between you and I, was never to win X Factor. Our goal was to put him on a platform so that, you know, he could build his fan base and to basically introduce him to the world. It was
never absolute, happened because I'm part of Levi Nation.
It did. I love it.
That definitely happened. He got a huge fan in me from the moment I saw that crazy winning smile. And then when I looked at you two together, then I said, now that is a formidable team. And what people don't realize about this industry, there's no such thing as a self-made millionaire, self-made success, self-made, you know, phenomenon. It's always team delivered. And that team has to be so strong and full of faith. I mean, we have all kinds of people that listen to our shows and they believe various different things. And, you know, I just tell people every single day, you should be happy, I pray. Thank God for Jesus. There's other versions that could come up that through prayer and supplication.
You don't want to meet her.
No. I put her down about 25 years ago. So let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let me ask you, I mean, do you find yourself having conversations? Because he's in a grown-up world, right?
Yeah.
Here you have this wonderful, beautiful spirit, very pure in heart. That's what I see, pure in heart. And then you're around these people who are clawing and grabbing and fighting for this success, right? Do you find yourself having adult conversations with your child that you did not expect to have yet?
I definitely have those conversations, but I think that Josh and I have been gradually having those conversations throughout the years. And I think that as time has gone by, those conversations have just gotten more and more real. Josh started, you know, at 9, and he got his first role on a NBC TV series at like 10. So, I mean, we've been having those conversations a long time, and he did musical theater, you know. So it just, we definitely have had those conversations a lot. And it's harder on me, I think, than it is for him to deal with all the clawing and all that kind of stuff. Like, I absolutely not stand that part of business, and I feel like I take the brunt of it because I do have to protect him, you know. And sometimes people, you know, they're wolves in sheep's clothing, and you do,
or just wolves and don't even care about covering it up.
It's true. But we pray for, you know, I constantly pray for discernment. I constantly pray for wisdom, and that is a part of the business that I absolutely don't like, and it's one of the reasons why we didn't explore the music side of him sooner. It's like the last part. He acted for a while, he danced for a while, and then finally he says, "Mommy, I really want to, you know, start recording my own music." I mean, he's been the captain of the ship. You know, we've had those discussions a lot, and he's like, "Okay, let's do this." Okay, and I look into it, and then we discuss it, and we go for it.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's what I think is the most powerful way of sustaining a career. It's driven by the talent.
Yeah.
When I see too many people, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you need to do this, you know, and it's not sustainable. It's somebody else's idea. Right. It's not necessarily what was crafted inside of that person as real vision, right?
Right.
So there's no sustainability when they drive themselves, like, no matter what age they are. I mean, I've seen three-year-olds that have so much focus, determination, and confidence and know exactly what they're going to do with the rest of their life and can tell you what it is and how they're going to do it at three.
Yeah.
So you know that's their vision. That's not someone scripting them or dictating to them, you know, what they're going to do. That is a sustainable career. So I know Josh is going to be around for a while.
Thank you. And it's not the parent. I mean, sometimes, like you said earlier, you know, it's the parent that's driving them and wanting to live through them and push them and pull them. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, I don't have the energy to push and pull. Like, I'm not... I'm not going to spend my money, my time, and my energy and push and pull you to practice and rehearse. Like, I can't. I can't. This is your career. This is something that you want. And so, you know, Josh and my daughter, you know, they are very disciplined. They're very focused. And I'm along for the ride. I'm along to assist and guide and protect as much as I can. But it does, I believe, wholeheartedly, it has to be it has to come from within, you know, artists, in order for them to be, you know, somewhat successful.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. We have people sort of. Yeah, it helps them because they need their own fuel. They need their own fuel.
Yeah,
I know for myself, I was a young musician and under 18, doing concerts, doing shows, and my mom just sort of steered me, but she never pushed me. Because I had enough creativity within myself. I want to do this. I want to do that. So we'll do it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. And
that's
so
right.
I would do it. And it was never, when I'm grown up or when I. It was you. If you can think it now, if you can process it now, go ahead and execute.
That's right. That's exactly.
And
right.
I will support you. And of course, she's a praying mom, and I would hear her many times when I would write things, and she would say, "Lord of mercy, what is she writing about?" And she would get on her knees or wear certain things, and, you know, and Lord have mercy, just don't show no skin, okay? We're not selling that. But your creative expression here is a little different, but praise the Lord. You know, so I see it in my children. You know, they're very different and very unique. But what was important for me with helping other moms jump off their kids' careers and managing people is that those moms, those talents had a community of support. Do you find that you have a support community within that industry that you can actually go to and relax, or do you find that it's just you can't trust folks?
Well, I don't necessarily have a support community. I do have an inner circle. We're, again, still, you know, very new, and we're not from L.A. So, you know, we're just kind of not necessarily outsiders looking in, but we're just not there yet where we have a community. We do have an inner circle. You know, I have my mom who's very supportive. And I have a few other key people. Josh's manager is very, very supportive in her organization. But just an inner circle, Josh's vocal coach, who is absolutely amazing. So, you know, I do have support because, you know, other than God, if I didn't, you know, I'd probably pull my hair out.
I know.
You know,
I always laugh about that.
People that understand the industry that can, you know, bounce things off. Like, did you hear what I heard in that meeting? You know,
It's important. And I always look at the moms, you know, because you're the foundation. You're not sort of the foundation. You are the foundation. Because I know many times when I was performing as a youngster, even though there was an audience there, there was approval of my coaches, there was approval of this one and that one, my eyes would always scan the audience looking for, where's my mom?
Yeah.
Where's she sitting?
Yeah.
Because that made everything right as rain. So for you to move and pack your business, well, not really. You have your mom and your oldest son running it, but the deliberation on that. I mean, was that a easy answer for you, or did it take you a while to come to that conclusion that you need to move them to L.A.?
No, it was an easy answer. It was an absolute easy answer. We We actually had been coming back and forth to L.A. for about 2 years. And, you know, he, again, you know, Josh is like, Mom, I need to, you know, take my career to the next level. I'm getting more work in L.A. than I am in Houston. You know, I really would like to move. And it was just, okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's funny, Tina, because my immediate answer was, let's do it. Literally, when we packed my truck up and I was driving those 1,500 miles with two minors in the car by myself, Lord, are you sure you told me to do this?
That's when you start singing, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yes. 1,500 miles. So, I mean.
I get it. I moved west from New York. Literally,
wow.
With 72 hours notice with Mike, too, and hit the road, 2,800 miles, didn't really know anyone except for one person, and just said, okay, I feel the direction of God on this, and I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just have to be like, you know, sometimes you just have to walk on the water and not even think about it, you know what I mean? Because if you take
mm-hmm.
too long to think about it, you're going to start thinking. You just go for it, you know? And as long as you know God told you to do it, then you're good. But you don't always know the answers
mm-hmm.
in the midst of
right away.
Right. So, I just immediately, I was like, okay, let's do it. You know, let's not even think about it. It makes sense. Let's just do it. God will work it out. So.
No, can you believe we only have 4 minutes left? So I know that there's some moms sitting there going, how do I get my child into the industry? What would you say are your top three pointers for moms who are just beginning to research their options here?
You know, I don't know. All I can say is what we did, Josh started with acting and theater. He was a lot younger. Theater gave him
mm-hmm.
a lot of discipline. It gave him the basic knowledge of, you know, stage directions and listening to adults and all that kind of stuff. So I would definitely start there. If your child is a singer, get them in vocal lessons with someone that you trust, not someone who's, you know, charging you $1 million. And then put them on a stage, you know, let them sing or act or dance in front of people every opportunity they get, even if it's for free, because
mm-hmm.
that gives them the confidence and it gets them used to performing in front of people.
Yeah, and that's important because he's very confident, and I love that. He's not arrogant. And there's a difference.
No.
I see a lot of kids that are very arrogant, and you're sort of looking at them like, oof, well, thank God I don't have to take that one home with me. I get to leave you right here at the audition. Thank you, Jesus. But with him, I saw confidence, but not arrogance. And that is the cultivation of a strong base in the home. That doesn't just happen. You can't fake that. You can fake some things, but you can't fake what your core is. And I saw that. And so I'm sure that when I meet your daughter, it's going to be the same exact thing. Because I saw you from the corner of my eye, and the confidence and just how calm you were and how engaged you were and the peace, that spoke to me. Spoke volumes to me, and I love that. And I said, she needs to teach a class with some of these moms so they won't flip out. They have to learn how to hold it together so they can make those of us who are in the industry have an easier job. Because we start, when people say to me, I have a talent, great. They're a fabulous performer, fantastic. You got producers? Absolutely. And now with Easy, of course, we got all kinds of stuff available. But when they say, they're a kid, I rolled my eyes. I would roll my eyes. Not because of the child, but because usually the mom was harder to manage than the child.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot about other moms. I hear that a lot. But, I mean, again, too, I think it goes with the motivation behind it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, and it goes along with, you know, who do you trust? I mean, it is what it is. What's for you, you're going to get. You know, what God has for you is for you. That's our motto.
No one can take that from you.
We don't have to, you know, fight and scratch. I mean, it's already predestined for us. You know what I mean? So
see,
we're just listening and trusting and walking and just, being obedient to what God says do. And that is not the norm. We realize that. And so a lot of parents
It is not the
like,
norm, but it's so... It is so applaudable. Right here, we have a five-second countdown on the show, and I want to thank you, Arbara, for being on, and I can't wait to have you live in the studio on the Tina Spoon Show. Thank you so much. And this is my number two show on Mom's Chat Live. I'm doing it the easy way, and Easy Way Broadcasting, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.